This episode of Trophy Horrors is brought to you in part by Play31.net. Play31.net offers single tables, speed, sit and go tournaments, and regularly scheduled multi-table freeze-out tournaments with hundreds of players. Make sure to use code 1212 when registering. That's Play31.net.
Put the trophies up, it's another episode. I told you long time ago, we about to explode. With something mean, supposed to be me, believe. But I told that beats are awesome and that Donnie be amazing. But enough about me, guess we all played the part to make it this far. But honestly, when it wasn't for the fans, it would have been killed a long time ago. Bio, born on SG, grew up on CDP. Diddy mood, I didn't got it wrong, we call it PG. Rated M, my double A must put the violence in your household. Be home.
Trophy whore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Horrors. This is episode 221. I'm your host, Tricky Mick. Alongside with me, Alex.
Well, Tricky just pointed out and reminded me that he didn't send me any Thin Mints. Go to hell, Tricky.
Also with us, Donnie.
What up, dope people? Let's get it started. Ha! Oh, is it retarded? My bad. I'm used to saying that. Let's get retarded.
I heard a beep. Ha!
Are we beeping out retarded?
What, retard is no worse than saying g- Or was that another bleep?
Actually, g- is way worse than retarded.
What? What?
I was only joking about the first beep, but the second beep said I have to happen
what?
Now.
What? I'm just talking about how we're all happy to record.
Have a gay old time.
All right, let's do as we do every week and give you an updated trophy count. Alex, why don't you start us off this week? Alex?
Damn it. So I'm a level 24, I have 4,740 trophies, and I have 58 platinums in 57 games. You figure I'd learn sooner or later, but I just don't.
You were on mute, weren't you?
Of course I was, and I'm about to mute my mic again.
I told you.
Well, I'll see you all in like 20 minutes when I actually finally fucking realize I'm talking to myself.
Bye, Alex.
All right. Yield.
Level 20, trophy count of 3385, and a platinum count of 41.
And Donnie.
I am looking at a level of 26, and it popped up. Trophy count is... I was trying to delay. Level count is 26, trophy count is 5603. Negative 4 on that total count, and plat is 75 still.
We've already established we're not doing the negative on the trophies.
Well, I just said it.
Tricky is taunting me with Thin Mints.
Oh, how dare he?
Because apparently he bought enough Thin Mints to last him through the winter.
Yes, there are currently, and I'm not even exaggerating this, there are 22 boxes of Thin Mints still in my house.
Do those expire, Tricky?
No.
Do these Thin Mints roll over from the previous year? Is this like AT&T where your minutes roll over every month? Like, are you just like rolling over Thin Mints every single year?
No, actually, my daughter, Sweet Mama D, she is a Girl Scout now. She was a Daisy. She had sold Girl Scout cookies. She's now becoming a Brownie this upcoming school year. So, to support her and to get her badge for selling the boxes... I had to buy, we had to sell 75 boxes total. We were about 40 short, so as the good daddy I am, I bought 40 boxes of Thin Mints.
No, that's not the good daddy, that's the cheating daddy. That's what you are. Cheating!
How am I cheating?
You cheating.
Oh, and, my level count is level 27, total trophies of 6,341, and a plaque count of 44. Let's get into what we're playing. Donnie, let's start with you, sir.
I've been playing some Far Cry 4, and I beat it over the last week, actually. Did I say that? I think I said that last week, didn't I? No, I probably didn't. But anyway, yeah, I beat it, and it was a realistic ending. I like it. Spoiler, I like the fact that it wasn't a boss battle where you have to drop down there... vitality meter till the run's empty. It was like a realistic thing. Well, I put out my gat and boom, execution style. Right as soon as his head hit the table, the credits roll. I was like, wow, that was a quick ending. And I kind of dug it because, it, like I just said, I didn't have to go through a vitality meter thing like all most boss battles. Also, most of the majority of my time been going to Last of Us, and I'm going through that faster than what I thought. I thought it was going to be quite a while, but I'm running through that, doing my little special project that I'm doing for myself, and I'm nearly done and stuff like that. So that's pretty much it.
All right, Alex.
Woo, I remember this time. Unmute.
Yay!
All right, so basically I'm just kind of finishing up Dishonored. I finished my stealth run. I got all the stealth trophies, not being detected, not killing anyone. So basically I'm just cleaned up. I got 3 more trophies to get. So next time you hear me talk, probably going to be one more platinum in my case. And, you know, I downloaded Mega Man 3 because it was on sale this week. And I'm probably going to do some God of War Ascension next. So that's where I'm looking to in the upcoming weeks. So look forward to my commentary on that. Probably more so Mega Man 3 than God of War Ascension, because I'm more excited to play a Nintendo game than I am God of War Ascension.
Yes!
Because Mega Man 3 is the best Mega Man ever made. How about it? Talk about that.
And yield?
Talk about it, Tricky. Right now.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it.
Well, I don't want to see you wave a box of Thin Mints in front of my face, but you did it anyway. Go ahead, yield.
Okay, I've been playing some Simpsons Tapped Out, Dogfight 1942. There we go. Does that make that loud noise? What else am I playing? Been playing some Borderlands 2, working towards my platinum in that. Went through some of the Mr. Torg's Campaign of Carnage. I can't exactly remember how that DLC is, but was doing that last night with a buddy. And played some Rocket League at a buddy's house today. So,
is it everything Nate says it is?
You know, it is really it is really fun. I was playing some online games, and some of them people, the way they get that car to spin and turn when it's in the air, I hadn't quite gotten that good yet. But I did get a nice little bump of the ball and speed boost in front of the pack and scored a goal and was like, oh, well, what'd I do? Oh, the first goal I scored online, I did what the women in the World Cup did about 10 years ago or something. My buddy's like, really? I'm like, yeah. So it's really good. So I'm telling y'all right now, when y'all get Rocket League on there, when I get Rocket League on my system, we're all going to have a throwdown.
Well, me, you, and Donnie could, because Alex can't do it yet.
Alex, you went on it with Plus and put it on your download, right? Because I did remind you.
Yeah, about that.
Oh, now you gotta pay for it.
I thought about it the night before, and, well, you know how shit goes.
Yeah, now you're going to have to buy it, because we're all going to have to gain up on Tricky and whoop them.
No, you can't. You don't want to mess with my Rocket League skills.
I never downloaded it either. And I don't think I am.
See, we can talk Alex into downloading it. Donnie, yeah.
Donnie, you didn't get it?
No, Tricky. Just because it's a free game on Plus, I don't mean I'm going to get it. I thought we talked about this before.
You should add it to your download list, regardless if you're going to download it or not, just in case in the future you have it.
That's what I'm saying. I doubt it. I will play it on my own.
Anyway, it's a really fun game, and when I get my system up and running, I will be definitely be going for the platinum in that game.
Me and you both there, buddy.
Although I refuse to do what Nate did and tie a twisty tie around it to drive the amount of miles. I refuse to do that. I will earn my miles in game.
I don't think you will.
Why not?
Because look, I understand playing the game and wanting to run the miles and getting all that and do it honorably. I get that. But the insane amount of miles you have to drive, you'll be playing that game for at least 2 years before you get that trophy legit.
How many miles you got to drive?
I don't remember the exact number, but I think it was like close to like 5,000. And you saw the size of the tracks. You ain't driving 5,000 anytime soon.
So it's kind of like the equivalent to 24 hours of gameplay with a single character in Mortal Kombat?
Yeah, at like 20 seconds a clip.
Who wants to play Mortal Kombat that much? Who likes Mortal Kombat that much?
But you have to play 24 hours each character.
I know, which is insane. I don't want to play 24 hours with like 6 characters.
I don't want to play with one.
I don't want to do it with two.
What are you talking about, Donnie? You're the Mortal Kombat advocate on this show.
Well, yeah, I like Mortal Kombat, but I'm not. I still don't want to play it with one character for 24 hours, even if the character is Cabal. And that's my favorite character.
So what you're suggesting is that no one will ever get this trophy legit. Everybody's going to boost it.
Nobody will have it legit for at least, I'd say, a year, year and a half. Legitly.
Well, unless you play an awful lot. Unless you play...
Even if you're playing 10 hours a day, you ain't getting this trophy within the next year.
Okay, so how fast did Nate get it if he didn't get it?
He did it with a rubber band.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, how long did he let it run? Because I'm quite sure you could just let it... If you play for that long as Nate let it run, you would get it.
Oh, I'm sure you... No, if you do it with rubber band, you probably get it in, like, 10, 12 hours.
Okay, well, probably. Just play it for... Just play it for, like, 15 hours, and you will get it. Straight.
There's a difference, Don. You have to constantly be moving. Your time in the air doesn't count. The time on the walls don't count.
Times on the wall don't count?
Times on the wall do not count. You have to be driving.
Oh, no, that is kind of bushwall because you are driving when you're on the wall.
Okay, but still, just don't go in the air. Don't do none of the fancy tricks. Just kick the ball and just drive for 15 hours or so.
You want to cover that or you want me to?
Well, Donnie, you do gotta jump and stuff to try to block the ball or to do something really fancy, you know, because when I've watched people, some of the matches I was playing against online, and some of that jump, spinning, hitting they were doing, it's pretty cool, and you can make the ball go the position that you kind of intend to. So I hope to get myself that good, but I really enjoyed the game, so I will probably lose a lot of time in this game.
Okay, well, train yourself to do the stuff, play the game without jumping. Be that type of warrior.
Be a ground pounder.
All right, and I have been playing pretty much Disney Infinity 2.0. I wound up getting the Platinum for it over the last week. I am currently working on the Disney Infinity Platinum. That's going to take a little time because it's a little harder than 2.0 with the challenges and the feats and all that other stuff. But that's what I've been playing. Also Clash of Clans, which, you know, everybody knows.
That's like your, like, Yield has Simpsons tapped out and you have Clash of Clans.
Yes.
You son of a bitch, you're eating Thin Mints on the show.
I've been eating Thin Mints since I showed you the box.
Now he's just rubbing it in my face.
Yes, he is.
The sleeve is half gone.
I know, I've eaten them.
We're not even into the topics.
Let's talk about another firmware update with the Sony PlayStation 4. Sony firmware update 2.57 is coming soon. No release date has announced, but no new real features other than a security update. It's the stability of some features. And again, no timetable has been announced for it.
How about we fix the home screen?
What's wrong with the home screen? Do you have a problem with the four's home screen?
Yes, I don't like PlayStation's new home screen. I like the 3 where I can make folders and put all my crap in folders, not just have one long line of junk.
Oh, no, they said all that will be coming out soon.
Good.
Also, I don't really like all the activity that the game shows me about who else is doing what else in the game when I hover over the icon of that game. I don't really care about that.
You don't want to see that other people have played that game?
No.
I don't care. I don't care what you have done in the game. I don't care what last trophy you got in the game.
I like that only because of the fact that if there's a multiplayer trophy, then when you go to the game, you can see who's played it, so you know who to reach out to and say, hey, can you help me out get the multiplayer or whatever. That aspect I like, but I get what you're saying. You don't want to see all their activity, but I do want to see who's played the game so I know, okay, I know this person owns the game. I can go to this person for help for the multiplayer trophies. So that aspect I do like.
Yeah, it's cool. And I got an update on my little gripe of what I talked about of Sony and the things I was doing with Last of Us. I think I might have to take it back, and if so, I do take it back, but I'm not quite sure if this came with the last update that we just recently had not too long ago. But now the record icon is popping up on my Last of Us. I don't know if it was an update with the system or the update with the Last of Us game itself. I doubt it was just the Last of Us game itself. But now, like I said, I'm getting a record icon when I hit the record button. Or do the double tap tricky, yes, that you have to do to set it for record. And also, it does record up to 5 minutes. I mean, up to 15 minutes. That's the maximum. But whenever it's done recording, it automatic saves. So you don't have to like go to the menu and save it manually, which I do for my specific reasons that I'm doing. But that's pretty cool. I'm not quite sure if it kicks the restart, I mean the recording process back up right away though. So I wouldn't go for that method. I would be safe and save it manually on my own and record it on my own. But yeah, take it back if it's always been there and it never popped up before. But if it wasn't, Sony, you back to what I was saying. So yeah, there you go.
Alright, let's get into our first real topic. Well, I guess not really the first real topic, because this is just updated topics, but it's going to lead us into another conversation that I think me and Yield are really going to get into a little bit. Activision has revealed 16 new playable songs for Guitar Hero Live, bringing the total up to 100. The new tracks are Megadeth's Hangar 11, In Flames Deliver Us, Boston's More Than a Feeling,
good song.
You Me at 6, Lived a Lie, Blink 182, The Rock Show,
okay.
Rush Limelight,
good song.
Kazaban, Club Foot, Dream Theater, The Looking Glass, Royal Blood, Come On Over, Charlie XCX, Famous, Passion Pit, Take a Walk, Panic at the Disco, Girls, Girls, Boys, James Bay, Hold Back the River, Echo Smith, Cool Kids, MGMT, Pretend, I don't know why that fucked me up so bad.
And Time to Learn English.
Kings of Leon's Sex on Fire.
Still no bone.
Donnie, it's not coming, so you might as well stop hoping.
The next part, which is going to get the news we have, is at Gamescom, which just recently happened. They announced, now there's no article here, so my fellow whoresmen here are not going to know all this information. But in the video behind the scenes, they have revealed that not only will Guitar Hero Live have multiplayer, both local and online, which previously they said the game will not. They also told us the game will not feature any other instruments, and now they have announced that singing will be a part of Guitar Hero Live. So
They've
given us every piece of equipment in the game except for drums. I don't understand how Activision feels like they can blatantly lie to us and then think we're okay with it.
The biggest injustice here is that you can't play the oboe. Like, I think that that's what the masses are crying for, and soon you're going to hear riots in the streets from people who can't get their oboe, their woodwind, in some Guitar Hero Live. I'm disgusted.
I was just talking to my wife last night, going, man, you know what? You know what Guitar Hero needs? More oboe.
I'm sure that was a legit conversation there, buddy.
It was. No, actually, you know, I've been meaning to say this, and I wasn't on last week's show to drop this bomb, but I've actually considered that when Guitar Hero, when the price drops, the guitar and the game bundle drops in price, I will probably pick this up because I want to give the guitar, their new guitar, a try, because I think they can have some really interesting combos with the different, you know, the 2-3 button tiered combo. So, and so far, I really think that their track list is slightly more impressive than Rock Band's, only probably because a lot of the songs on there I've already got on Rock Band, so I'm like, okay, I'd play that one, I'd play that one, I'd play that one.
Well, they have nowhere to go but up, because they announced that all previous songs are not compatible. Where Rock Band has, you know, they have everything they've had before, And now they have to find new stuff. So
yeah, but the problem with Rock Band is you're at least with the song list I'm seeing so far, a lot of some modern stuff, and this is just my humble opinion. This isn't rock music. You know, I was talking to a buddy at work. Rock Band needs more 60s and 70s rock.
Oh, I agree with you.
That's where you had your drum solos. That's where you had your guitar solos. And you know, we've gotten some of it, but we need more of it. And what they're putting in now aren't entirely bad songs, but you can kind of tell that they're still trying to appeal to the masses.
Well, yeah, because I was talking to Nate, you know, who's big into Guitar Hero over Rock Band. He prefers Guitar Hero over Rock Band. And I told him, I said, listen, if you want to play all those quote-unquote sissy songs, go get Band Hero. He didn't even know Band Hero existed. And I said, yeah, Band Hero is basically Guitar Hero with a bunch of pop songs.
Where was he at? Living under a box? Or a rock?
I have no idea. But let's flip the script because we brought up Rock Band 2. Rock Band also has announced some new songs for their lineup.
OMA.
Actually, we brought up Rock Band 4, not Rock Band 2.
No. Well, okay. Rock Band as well.
There you go.
Their
English
new
did you go good.
Their new songs are Four Non-Blondes, What's Up, The Black Keys, Fever, Disturbed's Prayer, Duck and Cover, Knock 'Em Out, Eddie Japan Albert, Fall Out Boy Centuries, Hailstorms, I Miss the Misery, Heart, Kick It Out, Heaven's Basement, I Am Electric, Lightning Bolt, Dream Genie.
Here's the good one.
Rick Derringer, Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo. Rush, A Passage to Bangkok. Scorpions, No One Like You. Sly Diggs, Light Diffuse. Soul Remnants, Dead Black Heart of Ice, System of Down Spiders, which I will not be playing, and White Denim, A Night in Dreams.
There's only two songs on there that I know, and it's Rush, so I'll play it. It'll be fun. I believe Heart's Kick It Out, I know, so it'll probably be good. Heart's pretty good with the guitars, but yeah, like I said, they're not selling me yet on this. I just,
you know the 4-9 Blonde song.
Do I? All right.
So I like Hailstorm, I Miss the Misery is one of my favorite songs. Like, I really like that band a lot. So, went to see them live last year when they came to Louisville, the Mercury Ballroom. They're great live. I like that they're included in this. I would love to play that song. Disturbed's Prayer, was that the song?
Yes. Yeah. That's actually a good song.
Yeah, it is a really good song. So those two songs I really like. I'm not sure about everything else, but I definitely like, I recognize some other songs, I recognize some other bands.
Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo?
My wheelhouse was Lordy the 90s Mama, and the 80s. Look, I like classic rock, but my wheelhouse was the 90s and the 80s. That's what I grew up on, and that's what I'm always going to have an affinity for. Like, I mean, my parents, my mom basically grew up on Fleetwood Mac, which I really like Fleetwood Mac.
I like Fleetwood Mac.
And she listened to Cher and stuff like that. I didn't get so much into Cher, but, like, I really like the Fleetwood Mac. And, like, my dad was being a Simon and Garfunkel, so I like Simon and Garfunkel. And he also liked Petula Clark. And when I was a kid, I liked listening to it, but now not so much. But anyway, I do like some classic rock, but, like, I don't know. Like, I was always more... There was a few bands I picked up from my parents, but I was more into, like, when I was growing up, like, the Rob Zombie and stuff like that.
More Human Than Human. That was a good song.
Yeah, well, that was White Zombie, wasn't it?
No, that was, that was White Zombie.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know. Like, I just kind of have this affinity for shitty contemporary and, like, pre-aughts and 2000s rock music, and it's like, I don't know, it's what I would get most excited to play in a Rock Band or Guitar Hero game.
You know what Rock Band needs, Alex?
What's that?
More Days of the New.
They do. They need more Tantric, especially with some of those guitar riffs. Like, that instrumental in Astounded, when he just starts going to town, like, and, like, the opening riff to Breakdown, like, fantastic. Like,
yes.
I want some Suffer's Delay.
Who?
Suffer's Delay, which is what happens to Mighty No. 9.
Donnie. Donnie is doing Tricky's job for him.
That was a good segue there, Donnie. So let's get into Mighty No. 9 is being delayed.
Hey, I just want to know. I'm fine with a delay. Am I still getting my statue?
That is currently up in the air because do you want me to tell you everything that I know about it so far?
Sure, why not? We're talking about it. It'll be filler.
Well, Yield was at work when the announcement came down for the collector's edition, so he reached out to me and asked me if I could find it for him and order it for him and have it shipped to his house. I did. I found it. And then shortly after Yield had sent me the money for Amazon, because I found it on Amazon, shortly after Yield had bought the Amazon gift card, sent it to me, and I applied it to my account, I received an email saying Mighty No. 9 Collector's Edition has been canceled. And then shortly after that, like a day later, I got another email saying, okay, your pre-order is not canceled, but we don't know if we're going to have any in stock.
I could have sworn this game came out already.
No. But as of right now, Mighty No. 9 has been delayed. It was originally supposed to come out on September 15th. It is now rumored to not be coming out until 2016.
Ooh, that's bad when you don't, like, have another firm date. It's just 16.
Also, knowing that Kenji Inafune, is that how you say his name, Alex?
I believe that's right.
Close enough.
At least the ending is right.
He has also kickstarted another game in the process, and that game is now fully funded. So, what's going on here? I mean, you got enough money to make this game, but it's getting delayed. You're not even done making this game, and you're already kickstarting to make another game.
You had enough money to make the other game without the Kickstarter from the game this game.
No, once he left Capcom, I'm sure he didn't have the financial backing to develop the game on his own.
He kickstarted this one and came up with like tons of moolah.
I heard something somewhere that or kind of half read, half heard that they waited until this other Kickstarter closed. You know, before, that they reached their goal
and before then they delayed this.
And then came out in the middle of the night and went, yeah, this game's delayed. So a lot of people are speculating that he didn't have the money to finish doing Mighty No. 9. And then this other Kickstarter might be to help finish Mighty No. 9.
Yeah, but that's real shady. Like, I appreciate everything that, like, you know, he's done for gaming and my personal, like, my childhood, because Mega Man is still one of my favorite series ever. But, like, that's, like, I hope, I mean, that's obviously just a rumor at this point. That's just speculation. But, like, I really hope that's not true.
Well, what I heard was that he knew this game was going to be delayed, but he delayed announcing the delay until the other Kickstarter was done because he felt that if he announced the delay of Mighty No. 9, the other Kickstarter wouldn't get funded.
Well, I heard this one time at Bandcamp, he started.
I mean, to me, that's shady. if you're delaying the fact that your first game is broken, because what he's saying is that, I just closed out the article. Once a solid release date is set, we'll announce it immediately to our backers and fans. Of course, it is important to explain why our game is being delayed. As we've communicated in the updates to our backers, all of the core content for the game is developed and in complete state. However, there are still bugs and issues pertaining to the online features that are included in the game. These bugs and issues have made a direct effect on the enjoyment of the game, so a decision was made to work on these issues before release.
See,
that was his statement.
Now, if that really is the case, because you never really know when people delay a game, what's true, what's not, what are they just saying to appease the masses? We've always said, we don't care if a game is delayed if you really need the time to polish it. You know, because we don't want a Battlefield or a Sims that you launch and the thing just blows up because you didn't want to delay it to fix your bugs. So if that is the case, I have no problem. But the whole thing of you're not done with this game and you got another Kickstarter going and then this one's funded, but now I'm delaying this one. Yeah, there's a lot of conspiracy theory possibles going on in there, and I hope that everything is working out for what it is, that they really did have a delay, you know, they got the bug issues.
Well, what's adding to me is the fact that the collector's edition was just straight out canceled, and then, you know, 12 hours later, oh yeah, it's still up. You know, obviously Amazon and, you know, Best Buy and all these online retailers, they're not just going to cancel pre-orders for no reason. They had to have gotten some kind of notice saying this is canceled. That's what scares me above anything else, is the fact that what did all these online retailers get notice of to say, okay, we're not going to be offering this anymore, and then all of a sudden, oh no, we have to. Because that's shitty to me, because the same day that Mighty No. 9, the collector's edition, was reportedly canceled, is when the other Kickstarter launched.
Bum, 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 add to this conspiracy theory.
So that, to me, is the most shadiest part of this whole thing.
I mean, like, I want to play this game. I'm a Mega Man fan, obviously. I've said it before. I was one of those people who got so excited for Mega Man 9 when it came out, and I even bought Mega Man 10 when it came out. I still own many of the Mega Mans and enjoyed Mega Man X. I like Mega Man. I want to play this game, and I, you know, the conspiracy theories, like, I don't, like, want to delve into it. Like, I understand, like, it's a podcast, and it's what we do. It's juicy, and it's gossip. I just want to play the game. And, like, I want to close my eyes and go to Happy Dream World when everything is Disney perfect, and I want everything to be fine, and I want to play this game. Like, I don't care about collector's editions. Just get the game out and let me play it, and I want everything to just be, like, all nice and peppermints and snowmen and gingerbread man and spice.
Stop living in your mega fantasy.
My mega fantasy?
Yes.
Well, possibly, but I just want to imagine that, like, you know, people who make these games, like, I just don't want to imagine any shadiness in this, even though, you know, it happens in the business world, obviously.
All right. Let's just move on for the sake of moving on into our next topic, which is everybody loves a Marvel game, and everybody likes a Lego game. What's better than Lego Marvel Avengers?
We probably haven't really. I got one. Lego Ghostbusters.
That's not a real thing.
I have been saying Lego Ghostbusters for, like, since I've been writing for Sarcastic, or since I was writing for Sarcastic Gamer. It's been, like, 5 or so years since I've been saying Lego Ghostbusters. And I can't even remember if it was my idea. It might have been somebody else who said it. And I just kind of was like, okay,
I think there's a possibility now because they got the new Ghostbusters coming out.
No, they
make you with the girls, man. I'm going to be mad.
You are getting Lego Ghostbusters, but they're adding it into, Lego Dimensions. I want a Lego standalone Ghostbusters.
Well, okay, let's get off Ghostbusters for a second. But one
who
bit
you
of news.
Call?
One bit of news is Bill Murray has been confirmed to be in the new Ghostbusters movie. So
boo.
They have to have some kind of cameo.
I think they're all going to make cameos. Well,
I know who isn't going to make a cameo.
Rick
Moranis.
I bet he does make one as a ghost.
Listen, I got much respect for Rick Moranis, and you know, I'll tell you that off the show. But I got a ton of respect for that man. All right, Lego's Marvel's Avengers is coming to North America on January 26th and Europe on January 29th. It is coming for the 360, the Xbox, PS3, PS4, Vita, Wii U, 3DS, and Windows PC. If you're looking to pre-order, GameStop is offering an exclusive Lego Iron Man Lego minifigure. The game will be coming with its usual suspects and a few surprises. For start, players will now be able to play as both Sam Wilson's Captain America and America Chavez. I have no idea who that is.
Chavez?
If that's not interesting enough for you, you'll also be play as the Stand Buster, which essentially is Iron Man's Hulkbuster suit as if it was built for Stan Lee. And, of course, Stan Lee will be making his traditional cameos in the game.
The Stand Buster.
Hey, listen. Stand Buster's the man. Alright. Now, for anybody that has been with PlayStation Plus since day one, Sony is celebrating the 5 years of PlayStation Plus by giving a gift to everybody that's been a PlayStation Plus subscriber since day one. Sony has not announced what the gift will be or when you will be getting it, but you will be receiving an email from Sony and to redeem your limited edition gift. So if you are a PlayStation Plus subscriber from the start and have not missed a day, look forward to your prize.
You know, hey, when is the actual day? Like
the actual anniversary PlayStation start? It does not say in the article, but I can look it up real quick.
Okay, but stuff like this, when they be telling stuff like this, I understand, like, cool. Hook it up for the people who've been there since day one. Cool, that's real nice. But I hate the fact that when they were like, it hasn't been announced yet, nor has it haven't been announced on the day you would get it. Well, how about the actual anniversary day? You know, things like that, you know, irks me. You know, little things like that, it just irks me.
The launch date was November 11, 2006.
November 11, 2006. So that's your day of gift giving, Sony, the actual anniversary day, because that's when traditionally things are given to people on the day of whatever this special occasion was. Fuck. Dang on Asian people. You can tell us what it is. Well, I'm quite sure it's gonna be another free game that's been out for quite some time now. But it could surprise me or surprise people with an actual new game that just came out. But knowing Plus, you would get a free, maybe two free AAA games that have been out for quite some time.
How long are we going to let Donnie talk before we just crush this rebellion that he's currently hosting?
Well, I'm hoping that he takes all that. I'm trying to mute my TV for some reason, just started to unmute itself.
Oh, I'm not taking it all out. I was waiting for you to just start the next day.
I was trying not to start because I didn't want the TV in the background. All right, so that is going to bring us to the end of our topics, but we have not one but two topics of the week this week. Our first topic of the week is Phil Spencer, who everybody knows is the Xbox president, has addressed Sony's third-party exclusives.
We're awesome.
Why is Xbox announcing Sony's?
Well, he was addressing them because a lot of people were given Microsoft shit because they weren't trying to grab up exclusive partnerships.
Tomb Raider.
I'm sorry. I thought you said he was announcing. I didn't know you. I thought you said he was announcing, addressing. Not addressing.
This article coming from IGN starts off, head of Xbox Phil Spencer has spoken out to address Sony's current focus on securing third-party exclusives for PlayStation 4. According to Spencer, the PlayStation manufacturer isn't locking down deals for games like Street Fighter V because PlayStation 4 sales over Xbox One. Nope, these exclusive partnerships are being made simply because Sony is paying for them. His quote, so they don't, quote, gobble the deals up, they buy them. You know, I read the same things you do, and I know some people think it's somehow less expensive to sign third-party exclusives if you got a bigger market share. I can tell you it has nothing to do with market share. When you go into a deal with a third party, that third party has its own view of the global market and value of it. And they should think about their assets and how valuable they are, just like anyone who would when selling their own goods. Now, to me, that is complete bullshit. Because how many years did they buy the exclusive rights to Call of Duty? They just got done buying the exclusive rights to Rise of the Tomb Raider. So don't give me this shit, Phil Spencer. You're fucking backtracking on what you're saying, and it's bullshit.
Well, no, like the entire Xbox 360 era, it was them getting third party exclusives at least early on, and Sony not getting a lot of those third-party exclusives or some of that content. So they were very clearly, at least early on in the Xbox 360 days, paying for those third-party exclusives. And here's the thing. He can sit here and talk about, you know, people can point out, oh, Sony go on paying for all these exclusives. Sony's first-party, like, in-house made products and games are far stronger and better than anything Microsoft has. So they're winning on both fronts now, and Microsoft's got to come back and combat it.
They're backpedaling.
And you know what? What's it about? It's about pleasing your fans. It's about getting the most content and putting out the most content for your fans and your shareholders to make yourself more profitable and keep people happy. And Sony's the market leader now because they're doing that and Microsoft's not.
Also, I feel that Sony doesn't have to buy into the exclusive market as far as games that are shared over multiple consoles. I don't think they have to buy into the exclusivity of getting something early because people are going to get it for the station. People got the station and people are going to get it for the station. So I don't feel like they have to do what Xbox does. Like, I truly believe that Xbox be buying these exclusive things that's the games that every console gets, they buy the exclusive DLCs, or they do what they did with the Tomb Raider, buy it exclusively to, in means of hoping that people were, say, bump station and come on over to them, or they would just say, you know what, forget it. Yeah, I'm going to get the Xbox now, which I still haven't seen anything that shows that that's been working for them. I still haven't seen anything or read anything that has been working for them.
Here's how Microsoft and shot themselves in the foot. They bought the exclusive rights to Rise of the Tomb Raider for a year. And from the launch, from the announcement of Rise of the Tomb Raider, Xbox has always said this is exclusive to Xbox One. Immediately afterwards, there was a rumor, which now we know is true, that Rise of the Tomb Raider would be coming to PlayStation 4 eventually. To use the theory to buy the rights to Rise of the Tomb Raider and then immediately have it outed that it's coming to PlayStation 4 killed every dollar that Microsoft threw at Crystal Dynamics to keep this exclusive for a year. Because every gamer, because with that, their theory was, and like you pointed out, Donnie, I'm just going to reword it a little bit, their hopes was that people that were dying to play Rise of the Tomb Raider would just give in and go buy an X-Bone so they could play a year earlier instead of waiting. But once you let the cat out of the bag that it's eventually going to come to PlayStation 4, you lost, I would arguably say, 95% of the people that were willing to buy an X-Bone just to play Rise of the Tomb Raider early.
And you're right. And you're absolutely right. And I mentioned just now, I haven't heard anything about them doing it. Because first of all, before I say what I'm about to say, come on. If you got some sense, you know dang on well that Tomb Raider was not going to be exclusively forever for Xbox. Come on now. You knew eventually, whether it took a year or more, it was going to come to the Xbox. That would be totally dumb over Sony. And if I was Sony, I would buy it. Because I know Sony got the money to do it, to counteract whatever Xbox paid. So if I knew that was the truth, I'm quite sure Sony would have counteracted that with, nah, here goes my money, we're going to get it. But like I said, I haven't read anything that people are saying bumping Sony, I'm going over to Xbox. I haven't read anything. In fact, I have read numerous posts on people talking about Tomb Raider is one of my favorite franchises in the gaming world. Like, it sucks that I'm not going to ever play it again because I'm not about to buy an Xbox. Like, I have read numerous posts about that. Like, people don't care about Xbox, man. And I do know some out there, and again, I just spoke about this on my show. When I say people don't care about it, I'm just speaking to people in generally. I'm not singling out anybody, but people don't care about Xbox.
All right, Alex, I cut you off. I know you wanted to say something.
Well, no, my point that, like, Sony having stronger first-party developers, like, own studios, Sony doesn't have to go out and buy exclusives. They can make their own. Microsoft has much fewer, like, owned properties, or at least studios within Microsoft making games. At least they can compare the quality of Sony. So they're the ones that really have to go out and rely on third-party developers in order to keep their console afloat. Well, maybe I shouldn't say afloat, but make their console more attractive to gamers.
All right. Yield, do you want to weigh in on this at all?
No.
Okay.
Alex pretty much said it.
Okay. Let's get into our next topic of the week, which I think is a little shady in itself, because we were talking about shadiness earlier in the show. Bungie has revealed that it has recast the role of Ghost in Destiny. Game Informer reports that video game acting legend Nolan North was brought in to do the voice of the player's AI companion in the upcoming expansion, The Taken King. But seeing how well he did the job, he has now re-recorded all of Peter Dinklage's existing dialogue. So they are removing Peter Dinklage from the game completely and replacing it with Nolan North from the start of the game. The reason was, we wanted Nolan North's version of a ghost to wake you up at the start of the journey at level 1 and follow you all the way up to level 40.
You know, that's some BS for real.
Now,
who is this Nolan North and why is he a legend?
Now, little backstory on this. When Destiny was launched, a lot of people had a problem with Peter Dinklage's version of Ghost, saying that he did not bring, quote, the enthusiasm. Well, okay, it says, in the article it says, Peter Dinklage faced a lot of criticism for his unenthusiastic performance in Destiny, so the fact that Bungie decided to replace him with someone slightly more familiar with the requirements of video game voice and acting isn't a huge surprise. Now, a lot of people were giving Peter Dinklage shit because they said he really didn't try to get into the role. So, I mean, the fact that he did this and now they're replacing him with Nolan North, I mean, don't, I'm not taking anything away from Nolan North, but to me, that's bullshit. You're completely removing the man from the game.
Yeah, who is this Peter guy again? Like, what else has he done? Because the name sounds Peter familiar.
Dinklage. He's on Game of Thrones.
Okay,
X-Men Days of Futures Past.
He is by far the best character on Game of Thrones.
No, okay, but I still can't get a face to go with the name. Like, who
you
was
remember,
he?
You remember? Did you watch X-Men Days of Futures Past?
Yeah.
Remember the doctor that
the Sentinel guy, Bolivar Trask.
Oh, the midget.
Yeah. That's oh, okay. Who he is.
All right. Oh, that's some. You know, I have. Okay.
No. Little people.
No, I'm not laughing at that. I have heard some of his voice acting on another video game. And, okay, let me just say this. That is some, like, whackness, because for a company to go through all this, you know. Let's say that was me. Even though I got paid, I got my money, I'll still be mad as heck because, you know, I put my time into this and you just took me completely out. But as a night out, I have heard the guy voice at in another game, and I believe it was the Game of Thrones game, but if it wasn't, I have heard him voice at another game, and the guy does not show enthusiasm in his voice acting, I will say that. So I can see where they're coming from, but at the same time, on a professional level, that's kind of like BS.
I mean, like, I don't know, like, if someone's not getting the job done, you gotta replace them. And I like Peter Dinklage, and I think that he does good work generally. I haven't seen the new Adam Sandler movie, Pixels. I know he's in that, so I really can't say as far as his performance in that. But everything else I've seen him in, like, I like him in X-Men Days of Future Past. I think he's best in Game of Thrones. So,
I like him too. Yeah, I do like him as an actor, but. Like I said, his voice acting on the video games that I have heard him, he wasn't showing no enthusiasm.
Well, I mean, to be fair, like, his character in any, like, I've never seen his character really show a whole lot of enthusiasm in anything.
What? I believe that, wasn't that him in that movie, what's that Chris Rock movie? Chris Rock Martin, when their dad died, and they had the guy from who played Cyclops in it as the...
Are you talking about the
funeral movie?
Yeah, Death at a Funeral.
Yeah, Death at a Funeral. And
Peter Dinklage was in that too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He was his dad's secret boyfriend.
Yes. Right.
I liked him in there. He showed enthusiasm in there. And I seen it, like, when I see him acting, I see enthusiasm in there. He had some enthusiasm in this man for his character. I like he's a good actor. I like him. But, like, again, his voice acting sucks. It's like he doesn't put in what he put into his acting roles on the big screen or on camera. He doesn't put that same enthusiasm into his voice acting. It's like, in my opinion, in which I do see this in behind the scenes of movies, and I also feel like this also, when you voice act, I feel like you should act as if you were in front of the camera, even on a microphone, and he doesn't do that.
All right. That is going to bring us to the end of the show.
Hold on. I do have something else I'd like to bring up. Sure. I saw Ant-Man. This is more movie related, but we talked about Marvel Lego, so it kind of goes with it. I saw Ant-Man last week. Has anyone else seen Ant-Man?
No,
I have not but I want to.
It's so good.
Small, I missed it.
Nice shield. It's a good movie. I don't think it measures up quite to the Avengers or X-Men or anything like that, but it's got some good lines. It's funny. The cast is good. I like the acting. Not a whole lot of action, but the movie itself doesn't lend itself to a lot of action. But it's a good movie. But Fantastic Four recently just came out.
I heard it bombed.
It's getting panned. Like, it's getting voted, like, or rated. Right now on Rotten Tomatoes, it has the, like, one of the worst, if not the worst, ratings for any Marvel movie of the recent decades. Like, it's a 9% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It can't be suckier than Thor.
It's getting absolutely hammered. Like, worse than Elektra from Jennifer Gardner from a few years back.
I didn't think that was a bad movie.
So
it's getting worse. It's getting worse scores than Geely.
And Howard the Duck.
And Waterworld.
Waterworld was a good movie. I don't know what people are talking
about.
Yeah,
anyway, I kind of dug Waterworld.
I heard that...
You just dig anybody drinking their own pee.
That the director came out and is kind of pointing blame at the movie, okay. The movie studio.
Well, we basically, like, he said that the cut that he delivered before to the studio was great. And they basically screwed it up. It's Fox who did it. And Fox does, like, the X-Men movies as well. And so, like, apparently, like, the director is completely just trying to distance himself from it. Apparently, he had a tweet he tweeted out something and immediately erased it. But basically, he's not happy with the cut of the movie. And I talked to a friend today who has seen it, and basically she said, like, I told her that one of the critics, basically a blurb from a critic from a review, said, it feels like a trailer that never, like, turns into a movie. And people say it takes too long to get started. And she confirmed that. She says, basically, for most of the movie, they're apart. And, like, it feels kind of like a trailer and it, like, just set up for another movie. But with such bad reviews and, like, you know, they basically cut down the estimate box office for this weekend from $50 million to $30 million, which, as you can imagine, is a lot of money, especially for a movie like that, a Marvel movie that tends to have a lot of money behind it.
That don't even pay for what it costs to make it.
So, quite frankly, like, what is, like... Are you all, in this case, still interested in Fantastic Four if you all were interested in the first place? And also, like, can critical reviews like that completely sway your opinion of whether or not to see a movie?
Can't no review sway me from seeing a movie nor play a video game?
Because if I was somewhat interested, which I, from the trailers I saw, I was kind of interested in it. The only thing I had against it was the fact of, like, Spider-Man. These movies just came out. Why are you rebooting it already?
Well, because quite frankly, the other two Fantastic Four movies were terrible. I mean, that's...
I don't agree. I think the first one was actually pretty decent. I'm not saying it was movie of the year quality, but I think it was a competent Fantastic Four movie.
And quite frankly, like, I felt like those movies had, like... They had the cast. Like, they had the big names. And which is why I was kind of had hope for this movie, because it has lesser-known stars... So I figured, okay, they're not going to rely on star power to get people in the movie theater. They're going to rely on the Fantastic Four franchise and the writing and the story.
Well, Mike B is huge.
Well, the good news
who,
about
Michael, okay, the guy's name is Michael B. Jordan. I don't know who he is. The only thing I know about that name is that it once belonged to a former Chicago Bull, a Hall of Fame NBA player.
Well, the good news is with the movie bombing is that Marvel can officially take back the rights to the Fantastic Four series and move it back over to whoever they want, so we can actually get better movies out of Fantastic Four. They can reboot it and do it the way they should be doing it, as in like what they're doing with Deadpool. Because I'm really digging the new Deadpool.
Did you guys see the
trailer for the trailer?
The trailer for the trailer when he's like, "Who effed up?"
He goes, coming from the studios, who had the unfucking believable gall to sew his fucking mouth shut.
I loved it. And then he tries to smoke the pipe and it falls out of his mouth.
Yeah, Deadpool is going to be... That's going to be the best Marvel movie
ever.
I'm going to say ever.
I'm just glad it's getting an R rating, because then now we're going to get the real Deadpool.
Well, I don't see how can you make Deadpool PG.
Well, it was rumored for a long time it was going to be a PG-13 movie because it was Marvel.
Yeah,
and because Disney owns Marvel.
That was the hardest thing, because the director and Ryan, or not the director, the writers and Ryan Reynolds wanted to do the movie justice. And every movie studio kept going, well, it needs to be PG-13. And they're like, no, we can't do a PG-13 Deadpool. It has to be R. And they're like, no, it's got to be PG-13. Then they're like, well, then you're not going to do the movie. So they had to keep shopping it around until they finally found a movie theater that went, okay, we'll let you do the movie you want to do. So they don't have the budget like most Marvel movies should, because they couldn't get a big studio to give them that money because they wanted it PG-13.
And their biggest hurdle was the fact that now Disney owns Marvel, so you have to toe the Disney lines. That was the biggest thing.
Man, F Disney.
All right, well, that is going to bring us to the end of our topics. But we do have a listener email that was just sent in. I mean,
it just came in.
It just came in as we were recording.
I'm sorry, that big laugh. I'm reading these straight out of Compton memes, and they got one for Jenner saying straight out of testicles. And
all right, this email comes from Unforgiven Sai. He says, "Don't let them give you, quote, poop, end quote, about spending $200 on the San Diego Comic-Con Legacy Saba. There are always those with bigger problems. I submit a small sample of my addiction." And he sent us two pictures. "I have two more walls full of brand new inbox figures, even from 1993, and key packs. I even have a second Saba for when I hit my weight goal. I will have my White Ranger cosplay." So he sent the two pictures. I will be including those two pictures in our summary for this. Also, he put, "P.S. Nate, fifth trophy whore, make it happen."
Man, F Nate.
I don't think Nate and Donnie could get along.
We are all reasonable people, and we're not going to allow some Seattle Seahawks fan to come in here and wax his opinions all over our show. That's just not going to happen.
You think I'm going to let you come in a house and tear it down that I built? Hit it, Johnny.
All right. Well, if we want to do some more listener feedback, one of our listeners actually has my cell phone number and has actually texted me about last week's show with Donnie.
Uh-oh, I wasn't here last week.
What did this stupid gamer has to say? Because I know it's about to be some hateful stuff.
This all went down Thursday. This is Sunday as of recording. His text message, his online ID is Stinkpalm. So I hope he doesn't mind that I'm putting this out on the air.
It's better than his government.
He says, "LOL, too funny. Listen to PG spoilers for E3 Sony press conference, and you're all like, quote, 'I don't get this Infinity Sony partnership. Screw these toy games. I got burned out on Skylanders.' Because now at the start of episode, I started my Infinity obsession. I have most of the 2.0 figures. I'm working on 1.0. I responded, 'LOL, I'm a complex man.' He said, 'LOL classic. I'll have to listen more later. My break was ending, blah, 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 blah.' He goes, 'I didn't get to it yet, but I look forward to hearing Donnie's reaction to you liking Infinity, LOL. He goes, LOL, that was too funny that Donnie knew exactly what Saba was.
What the hell? I grew up on it.
It was exactly what I thought when you dropped the name. That's pretty badass. I once spent $200 on a replica WWE title belt, so I can't make fun. And, so you can't stab anyone with it yet, LOL. And then I said where I was going to put it, which is going to be over my bed. He says,
bad place.
You're going to hang a sword over the bed you sleep? That sounds like a disaster waiting to happen.
Exactly. You're a bad place.
He says, LOL, what if there's an earthquake and it falls on you? I said, he said the headline's going to be, "Here lies Michael Miller, lost his life to fake and talk and sword from Power Rangers. And on the tombstone, we can also put, no earthquakes in New York City." I said, "Death by Saba sounds better." He says, "Cause of death, impaled by a sword hanging about head while sleeping due to earthquake, LOL." And then he says, "LOL, and Nate's great. I love how he constantly calls Donnie out on his BS." I said, "That's why I keep bringing him on."
Sure, he says, it's BS.
"LOL, it's kind of amazing. And it's hilarious when Nate flips out on Donnie about something Donnie says that makes no sense and it isn't logical. And Donnie responds, 'See, that's exactly what I was saying. We are exactly alike. LOL, ah, man, now you're all teaming up on him about the weird thing he does against Plus. And there's still like 30 minutes left in the episode.' He says, 'This episode is the gift that keeps giving. Several and seven is the same, LOL.' I said, 'LOL, that's Donnie babble.' He says, 'LOL, it's hilarious. Several is more than seven. It should be on a shirt. Make that happen.' He says, 'I'm sure shirts that say far dumber shit have been sold tons.' He says, 'I can't decide what's best. The bickering between Donnie and, quote, hate, several or seven, or how Donnie thought you collected soda when I mentioned I was collecting pops.
Okay. Anybody who doesn't know what Pops are, what do you think they're going to think you're collecting?
Pops vinyl.
Pops vinyl?
Sure. Let's go with that.
So, two of our listeners already said we should bring Nate on as our fifth trophy whore. Let's close out the show and do some housekeeping.
Yes.
ProofofGamer.com is looking for some writers, podcasters, video editors, news reports, and generalized help with the site. That is also with the Structured Network, which we are a part of. If you're interested in applying for either site, one or the other, or both, please go to ProofofGamer.com, click on the Help Wanted tab, and fill out the application, and I or myself or Billy will get back to you as soon as possible. While you're there checking out the website, be sure to check out all of our articles and all of our videos. Speaking of our videos can be found on YouTube by doing a search for Official Proven Gamer. But while you're checking out all the articles and videos, if you want to get a hold of us, there are several ways you can get a hold of us. You can contact us by sending us an email, trophyhorse@provengamer.com. You can give us a phone call. Yield, what's that phone number?
330-PROVEN-9, 330-776-8369.
You can also get a hold of us with the SpeakPipe app, found on the right side of ProvingGamer.com, also on our Facebook page, and that is not just for the podcasters, that is for anybody on the site. You can also find us on Twitter, well, most of us on Twitter. You can contact the show at Trophy Horse. You can contact the site at Proving Gamer. You can contact me at Tricky Mick. You can contact Donnie at Young Twist. You can contact Yield at I Yield to No One. And you can try to contact Alex at Saundersaurus Rex. Also, if you want to get a hold of us, we're also on the PlayStation Network. As we do every couple episodes, we're going to give you a refresher on our PlayStation Network IDs. Let's start with Yield. Yield, what is your PlayStation Network ID?
I yield to no one. I keep it simple. IYIELD, the number 2, NO, the number 1. And please, let me know you're a fan of the show or something. Just don't send me a blank friend request. You'll sit there in,
purgatory?
Purgatory, yeah, cause I either won't accept you or I'll just delete you.
Yeah, that goes for all of us, so I don't think we need to mention that, as, you know, individuals. Alex, what is your PSN ID?
My PSN ID is Raise Havoc, RAISEHAVOK.
Donnie?
That DTN, THATDTN, the fact that I have to spell it, is the reason why you don't need to be playing video games.
And I am Tricky, Mick, TrickyMIC.
MOUSC.
See, I knew it was coming. That's why I paused. If you listen to this podcast, we greatly appreciate it. Be sure to listen to our other podcasts, PG Spoilers and Press X to Win. All of our podcasts can be found on iTunes and Stitcher and your various podcast applications on your smart devices. If you are listening to us on iTunes or Stitcher, please stop by, leave a rating, preferably 5 stars, and a comment, and let us know how good of a job we're doing.
Hopefully Tricky doesn't lose them this time.
Yes. Also, as I mentioned before, we are a part of the Structure Network. Be sure to follow them on Twitter at TheStructureNet. And also, be sure to check out live streams, both with Proven Gamer and The Structure Network. The Structure Network's Twitch is twitch.tv/TheStructureNetwork. And Proven Gamer's is twitch.tv/ProvenGamer. That is going to bring us to the end of our housekeeping, but we do have some sponsors. Our first sponsor is our one I feel is our biggest and most important sponsor, Extra Life. And to have you tell you about it, we're going to have the man that tells you every week, Alex.
Yes, so Extra Life is a fantastic charity event. It's a 24-hour gaming marathon run through the Children's Miracle Network of Hospitals. Of course, we have one of the main, the kind of brainchild behind it, Doc, or Jeremy Doc Adams, who is still working with the Children's Miracle Network, Children's Miracle Network Hospitals today to bring this wonderful event to life. This year it's on November 7th, and basically what you do is you can sign up and you can join a team, you can create your own team, or you can go solo. You can play by yourself, and what you do is you collect donations. You do sponsorships for $1 an hour or $24 for the entire day or $10 for the entire day. It doesn't matter, any amount. And basically all that money that you collect, you donated 100% to a Children's Miracle Network hospital of your choice, presumably one in your area or near to you.
And you don't want any Ghostbusters lingering around your hospital. That is a PMI YouTube channel reference.
Yield, can you GoFundMe?
GoFundYou.
No, GoFundMe.
No, GoFundYou.
Tell us about it.
GoFundMe.com/ProvenGamer. Trying to raise some funds for some better podcasting equipment. And, yeah, trophy-themed donation levels. So, cool stuff. Go check it out. Donate some cash. After you donate to our Extra Life pages.
Extra Life is more important than GoFundMe. Donnie, who are we sponsored by? Yes, we are sponsored by Amazon. If you could, would each and every time you do shopping, stop by Proven Gamer first, click on any Amazon link, and continue with your normal shopping. It doesn't cost you anything extra and does help out the site tremendously. With that being said, let's move into our shout-outs. Alex, lead us off this week.
So I want to give a shout-out to the listeners, as always, because they're fantastic, and you guys are the reason we do it. Thank you for listening to us babble for 1 to 2 hours every week. We really appreciate you all, and really, we'd love to hear from you guys, so please send in more fan mail and send us emails and let us know what you think of the show and just send us some babble so we can include it on the show and, you know, start some conversation like Stink Palm did this week. So definitely we want to hear from you guys.
And Unforgiven Psy.
And exactly, yeah. So thank you to those two for sending in some emails, some listener mail. We really appreciate getting that stuff, so please send us more. And I want to give a shout-out, of course, to all you guys for, you know, making my Sunday nights even better. And, you know, just taking some time out of your days to, you know, just sit here and shoot the breeze for a while. I want to thank, obviously, the ladies, Lakira, and, oh, god damn it. Oh, fucking
Christina. Itch.
I know, dude. I know. Like, Christina gets her own.
If you forgot Christina's name, he ain't gonna make it past next week.
No. Christina gets her own shout out. So she's not a part of this.
Take two.
The ladies, Amy, Lakira, and the goddess for, you know, letting us do this every week. Because it takes a big chunk of our days, and definitely appreciate them letting us sit here and just have fun together. Talking games and Marvel and just nonsense in general. Give a shout out to Tricky's Pop Collection, which will soon be the size of the Empire State Building.
You can see that, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's basically a house. Like, there's a house, a mansion for little pops. I also want to give a shout out to my lady who lets me take about 2 hours out of my Sunday nights every week and definitely supports me in doing this as well as playing video games in general. It's a part of me and, you know, she supports me all the way, so I love her very much. And Christina, thank you so much for just everything you do for me and just for your support for Trophy Yours and for Proven Gamer and just everything. Appreciate it very, very much.
It doesn't have to be 2 hours.
Shout out's over.
Donnie, your shout outs.
I want to give a shout out to all the listeners as I do always because you guys rock. Want to give a shout out to my fam because you guys rock. Want to give a shout out to you guys because you guys rock.
Did you sell one of the kids finally?
You know what? I did have a buyer until they seen them in person and then they changed their mind.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's how that went, though. But it's all good.
Okay.
It turns around that I kind of did the little guy anyway, so it's all good. But I also want to give a shout out to my crew, Whatever Talk, because you guys rock. Whatever Talk will be back Monday, which is like maybe 2 or 3 days after you hear this. So go check that out.
Should be two days before you hear this.
Thanks, Tricky.
is that like a reference to Thanks Obama? Yield your shout-outs.
Thanks Obama, because yes, he is one of the best presidents there ever was. I said it.
Oh, don't.
I said it.
Okay.
Yep, I said it. And
Donnie, you were fired. Nate, you were hired.
And I didn't say it sarcastically. I meant it.
Donnie, you are fired. Nate, you are hired. Yield your shout-outs.
I went out like a G-do.
Hey, shout-out to Tricky, Donnie, and Alex for recording every week. Hey, another shout-out to Alex for liking Days of the New and having a good conversation with me and Homer Get Stuffed about that. Alex got that much cooler because of it. Most people don't know Days of the New, so that was cool. A shout-out to Prepare to Die, Erskum. Him and I were going through Borderlands as I slowly marched towards my platinum in that. A shout-out to Rocket League. I finally got my first taste of it. I'm going to lose lose some hours in that game.
Me, you, and Nate will team up and we'll take down the internet.
That's fine. We can do that. But I need some practice. I got to work on my whole twisty, turny, flippy floppies.
And you got to get better internet, too.
Well, I will when I move. But anyway, I'll give a shout out to Tricky for his article. It was a good article, even though I gave him constructive criticism. And I'm not a writer. He's wrote more than I have, but I had to do the friend thing. And yeah, good episode. Glad to be back.
And I'm going to start my shout outs by saying that there's going to be some shout out DLC coming here.
Shout out DLC.
But I want to give a shout out to Donnie, Alex, and Yield for showing up every week. Even though sometimes we do fight like brothers before the show starts and we have different opinions, I think when the four of us all come together, we actually have a good show. I want to give a shout out to the goddess. I want to give a shout out to Lakira. I want to give a shout out to Amy. Give a shout out to Christina. Without, like Alex said, without them, we would not be able to do this show every week. Thank you for all your patience.
That's why.
I also want to give a special shout out to Christina, who was behind the practical joke that I pulled on Alex this week.
Practical joke? Like, I don't think it was a practical joke. You packed a bunch of boxes into one box, and I opened them like Christmas presents. And they even had commentary for each one. It's like a director's commentary.
It was good. I enjoyed the video. I was even commenting as I was watching it.
With all that being said, let's close out the show. So until next week, happy trophy hunting.
Peace out.
Later.
Awesome possum.
You done made it to another one. Replay. Oh, download another one. Continue your horno. Or you can go and do a Tricky Man and chop it. However you do it. Just don't forget to rate and leave a comment. And thanks for getting listen to this show. Now it's time for me to go. Peace out to another episode.